Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Big Brother 23 Roundtable Podcast. I'm your host, John Armstrong, and I am here today to talk to you about everything that's been happening on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. With me today is Melissa. How are you doing, Melissa?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be back and talking about it. I have to admit, this weekend we moved, and so I didn't have internet accidentally during the weekend because we were supposed to, but it didn't happen. So I've been trying to catch up on everything, whether it's via Twitter or the updates or today, but yeah, just full disclosure, I'm kind of all over the place right now. So yeah, excited to talk about it though.
Yeah, everyone's moved. Literally all three of the people on this panel just moved. Although technically I didn't just move, but it still feels like it. Also with us here tonight is Booyah. How you doing, Booyah?
I'm doing delightful, Taryn. To all the viewers, all the listeners, none of your portfolios are safe tonight. So I'm very excited, very excited. I always love a good roundtable sesh, discuss everything, analyze, put numbers on. It's a good time.
All right. Well, of course, again, we are here to talk about everything that's been going on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. And we're also going to rate the players from 1 to 10 based on how well they're doing in the game this week and long term, and that will adjust their prices in the Stockwatch game that you can play at realitystockwatch.com if you so desire. There's a survey out that I tweeted out. You can still find it there at Armstrong Taryn. If you want to fill it out, you still have time before we go over the ratings, and you can rate the players yourself and contribute to the audience rating for the players. So let's talk through the week here today, because there's, again, in terms of the game for this week's vote, it's been locked in place for quite a while, but there's still plenty to talk about here. The last time we spoke Brent was still here. It was, can we please just not ruin the blind side? This time we don't have a blind side, but it's been an interesting week, Booyah.
Yeah, it's been very fun for me. I understand that, there's some whispers out there that I don't subscribe to, that it's been a boring season because it's been foregone results. Honestly, given the result of the evictions being predictable, that's fine because nothing else has been. There's been a lot of moving pieces. There's been a lot going on. It genuinely does not feel like we're not even a month past Travis being gone. Like it's been 3 weeks. Like that is so much has happened in this game since then. And it's been a fun week to follow, especially this week, because I feel like for the first time in a couple of weeks, there were some moving parts. This was not the initial target. It went back and forth a couple of times and now we're here. And the outlook for the following weeks has been shifting during this week as well, which has been very fun to see. I feel like now more than any other season, I'm seeing a more active end game being discussed, and it's a very fluid end game. It's not a foregone conclusion of this is the exact thing I want to happen at the end. And unlike other seasons where maybe one or two people are in the driver's seat, maybe one or two people are making moves, there's actively like four or five people I see that are moving, that are shaking, that are trying to get stuff done. There's like four different types of gameplay that are going in there. There's a little bit of fun for everybody, and it's just been a fun time to get to watch all of it play out this week.
Yes, it's definitely been interesting. I think that, you know, part of this season has been that the show and the feeds are almost completely different things at this point. The show has a certain storyline, and that storyline has been entertaining at times and relatively straightforward at times. The feeds have been pretty chaotic. I mean, yes, the plans that end up in place have been, you know, running their course, but they are constantly changing prior to them running their course. I mean, if somebody tried to tell you in week one that this was a slaughterhouse steamroll, they were obviously wrong in week two. In week two, they might have told you this is a royal flush steamroll. But by week three, it was, okay, it's a Tiffany and Kylan steamroll. And now here in week four, it's a, okay, maybe just Tiffany and maybe now Hannah? Wait, hold on. You know, it can only be so many different kinds of steamroll before it's not a steamroll here, because everything is changing all the time. I've found it very entertaining, Melissa.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, okay, I have to be honest, like a lot of the time when they're not talking about strategy on seasons of Big Brother, and it's like, oh, we're gonna do like an activity, and it's like, we're gonna play pot ball or whatever they're gonna play, I'm like, oh my god, snooze, like turn it off, it's done for me. But I do feel like with a cast that you like, or at least for me, like with a cast that I really like as people, and you know, I feel like they're entertaining. Like when they do these like activities, I feel like they're really fun and I do enjoy watching them. And so it's like, even if there maybe isn't like, you know, okay, well, is Whitney going to go home or is Hannah going to go home this week? Like, even if there's not that, there's still fun things to watch and enjoy. And maybe it won't factor into, you know, the ratings this week, but at least it's like, it's entertaining. I mean, they did a whole court. They did, which that's very fun. And they did, you know, they had the speed dating and they did that Broadway dance. I mean, they've done like so many different things. It's very entertaining. And I really do enjoy the cast. Like as much as like, I, you know, it's always interesting to be like, okay, who's going to go home this week? I do feel like this is a very different season in that the game talk isn't necessarily relevant to this week. Which, like, yeah, sure, like, the episodes aren't so thrilling because it's like, yeah, well, we kind of know who's going to go home. So they can't really, you know, plan a whole episode around the drama of that. But it's like, there's so much other things there that it still keeps me entertained and I'm still really enjoying it. And especially because I really like everybody that's in the house. So it's not like I have one set of people that it's like, okay, I just hope these people get by this week. It's like, no, I want to see everybody play. I want to see what happens. And I want to see the intermingling of the different, you know, strategies and the groups and this and that. And I just am enjoying myself. I really am.
Yeah, I think that for me, at least, you know, different people have different tastes. Different people are looking for different things when it comes to watching Big Brother. I think the case that I would make for this season is that I don't think anybody can definitively say like this has been a bad season up until this point. I think that you might say it hasn't been to your tastes. You prefer more drama. You prefer more week by week. You know, will the vote go a certain way? And I think that's fine. But I think that, you know, I think this season is providing a lot for, a lot of different things for people that are looking for those things. And those are a lot of the things that we're talking about here tonight. So, let's get into it here. Obviously the Brent blindside did not go through, Big D still dead to me, because of that. Big D ruined the blindside. He told Brent about it. We did talk with Brent afterward, that was an interesting conversation. We then got a Christian HOH, and for the next, you know, 2 days, essentially, it was a battle. And it was an interesting battle for who is going to be the target, because Sarah Beth was pushing for it to be Hannah. Alyssa really wanted it to be Hannah. Christian was listening to both of them, and Xavier was striking out, trying to convince them otherwise. Now, there was a big back and forth. The kings and the queens debated. Sarah Beth looked like she was about to clutch some victory, and Hannah would be the target, which would force the cookout to potentially expose themselves and put themselves in a not great position to have to force the vote to save Hannah, or maybe even let her go, as Xavier, you know, sort of seems to be indicating that he might have that conversation. However, Hannah kind of swooped in here at the tail end of the pre-nomination session and saved herself from being the target, even though she couldn't keep herself off the block. The target fell onto Whitney. Hannah and Whitney ended up on the block, and Whitney was the target, which is why we have smooth sailing for the rest of the week, as everyone can cleanly vote Whitney out of the game here, Melissa.
Yeah, I mean, I did think it was interesting how it all went down. I feel like it was like a foregone conclusion. I mean, not necessarily, but it kind of seemed like a foregone conclusion that those two were going to be the nominees. But really, it wasn't necessarily about that. It was about who is going to be the target. And I think that I thought that Hannah did a really good job of keeping herself out of the target spot. I don't think Whitney, you know, I don't think Whitney has really done enough. I mean, even now that it's kind of been made plain that she's the target, I'm not seeing very much being done. Maybe I'm missing something, but I'm just not seeing very much being done in terms of like, let's try and change hearts and minds and maybe stick around. I don't know. But I do think that for the most part, everybody did pretty well this week in terms of, you know, trying to put the target on who they wanted the target to be and keep themselves in a good spot. Except I have to say, I thought that Sarah Beth kind of put herself too far out there. And I get why. Like, it all of her arguments made sense in terms of, you know, well, why are you guys fighting so hard for Hannah? You know, that makes me nervous. Like, everything she said was right. And I do think that she should be, you know, worried about Hannah. But the way that she went about it, I think, was too aggressive, too pushy. I think that it's one thing to be like, okay, well, here are my thoughts. What do you guys think? But then if everybody else is kind of pushing back on you, it's like, now is not the time to be really putting yourself out there. Because I do think now she's in a precarious position where everyone's like, okay, Sarah Beth was really pushing for this. Now I'm kind of worried about Sarah Beth. And before this, no one was really all that concerned about her, or at least not in this way. So I think that while she was right, I think that she shouldn't have gone about it in the way that she did. And I think that once you start receiving pushback like that, I think you kind of just cut your losses and say like, okay, well, this clearly isn't going to happen this week. I need to figure something else out. And, you know, so I'm a little worried about her.
Yeah, I think the big fault here, too, is that not only did she push so hard, but she did it very publicly. I mean, it was a meeting of seven players total, the Kings and the Queens, where she was very, very pushy in wanting to get her way and made arguments like, it's concerning me how hard you guys want her to stay. It's great that you guys can talk about your jury votes. I'm just trying to get myself there. She's a threat to my game. It's kind of a threatening argument. It's kind of like, it's kind of like saying, you know, you guys are screwing me over and I see what's happening and, you know, I'm not going to let it stand, which, you know, whether it's true or not is not something you want to hear from somebody so publicly, especially when Sarah Beth had already done some good work. She was, again, really just really, really destroying Xavier when it came to influence over Christian and Alyssa. And you know, she was doing that in a more private way, because it was just with the Kings. And anytime Xavier made progress with Alyssa or Christian individually, she could come in there and just shut it down. I think all she needs to do in this public setting is state her case initially and then go with the group later. And then afterward, which is exactly what happened anyway, when it's just the Kings, be like, don't you think it's a little concerning how much they were pushing for Hannah? Say that to them privately, right? Not in front of them. But really, you know, through all of this, it was always going to be a losing battle for Sarah Beth, because something that we talked about last week is really coming back to haunt her. And that is that Kyland let it slip to Tiffany that she had told him about Jackpot, the three-person alliance between herself, Tiffany and Claire. After hearing that, Claire and Tiffany came to the conclusion that Sarah Beth and Kylan were a lot tighter than they had initially thought. They had come up with an idea that they wanted to try and take Sarah Beth out of the game. Now, at the time, it felt impossible. However, over the course of this week, Tiffany has been working very hard to put the target on Sarah Beth's back and link her with Kylan so that people want to take her out as a way to weaken Kylan. This whole pushiness over Hannah has been a great excuse and a great reason for her to put the target onto Sarah Beth's back here over the course of the week, Booyah.
Yeah, I think ultimately when we break down SB's game, Sarah Beth was thriving in the team setup. I think amongst her team, she was doing completely fine. With she had a thing with Kylan that was also good. It all goes wrong when Sarah Beth, the self-declared, I'm going to play the floater game, decides, I don't want to do that. I want agency. I want it this week. I want it on a week that I don't have the control, and I'm going to spend all my capital to try and do it. Because like you've both mentioned, she had an opportunity at the beginning. It looked like she had it going. She literally had the target moved over to Hannah, aka Chata, which I hear Hannah would like to be called by her last name. And I'm going to try and make the switch. We'll see. We'll see if I'm able to do that. But ultimately, doing all of this publicly and the reasons being a little bit more self-serving and not knowing that there's a cookout alliance that is literally looking at you do all this stuff that Chata is a part of, none of this spells out well for her. Do I think that she is a horrible player? No. I think she has good game capabilities. I think she has good tools in her arsenal. But this was just an ultimately a very bad week to decide. Now was the time for me to spend all of my capital. And for this specific reason and for this specific target, it wasn't the time.
Yeah, and she's doing, like, she's using the social capital to destroy rather than build, right? Like getting out targets is great and it's very useful, but building something is much more valuable in the game. And she has spent very little energy building relationships and building alliances. You know, she was in this jackpot thing, which she ratted out to Kylan and then has completely just kind of let slide. And this happens all the time, right? Like early alliances kind of drift apart and people just let them. But not everyone is going to just let them. Somebody like Tiffany, if you were in an alliance with her and now no longer are, that means that she's working with other people and is going to look to target you. So if you see that slipping away, you need to work on reclaiming it. And she sometimes still talks game with them, but there's been no mention of jackpot anytime lately. Like, why not? Why have you let that slip? Why do you feel so comfortable just chilling in, you know, Royal Flush where you have no other substantive relationships? You need to, while your teammates are in power and you are safe and you have some of that power, instead of just using all of it to be like, now I need this person out for my own game, build a structure, build alliances so that when you do want somebody out, you have the power to actually do it without right. having to be the sole person who says, for my game, I need this. That's what Tiffany has done. She did it in 1 week when Kylan was HOH. And now she has an entire network of people that she can whisper into their ear, I want Sarah Beth gone. And it happens, right? So that's like Sarah Beth is trying to skip all those steps and be the, I'm not playing too hard. I'm just going to chill and be a floater game. And then act like she actually has the power when she hasn't built any of it.
Do we think it's like, I mean, do we think it was, I feel like it wasn't worth it for Sarah Beth to push so hard to get Hannah out. Like, I feel like it was, the logic that she had was like right generally. And then when people were pushing back, it was like, well, that concerns me. Like that all makes sense. But like, was it worth it? To like, if she was able to get this to happen and people weren't like freaking out about Sarah Beth now, like if she was able to get, you know, Hannah as the target this week, is it that important? Like, is it that good for her game to have that happen? I feel like it was like, it seemingly was kind of out of nowhere. It was like, yeah, sure. You know, they're not really working together and maybe she sees her as a threat, but like, I didn't see it as like being that crucial for her game, for Sarah Beth's game to get Hannah out this week. Like, I mean, am I missing something or was that like, it just seemed like it was too much for not enough value.
Absolutely. Cool. I mean, okay. I think again, like the value in getting somebody out, if you're a good player, is that it helps you build something else. But Sarah Beth has played a very defensive game. And, you know, in the first week, she was talking about Derek X constantly. He said my name. I've got to get Derek X out. And we were like, what is her obsession with Derek X? He didn't even say her name. It was a lie. It's the same sort of thing with Hannah. She's just like super focused on this one person might be a threat to my game. I need to remove them, eliminate them. But she, again, just hasn't been playing offensively enough. And so her defense is overly aggressive because she hasn't done enough offense. She's trying to score a goal from her goal. Like, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
I do think that... With Tiffany, so Kylan wins HOH, the queens are safe. Tiffany uses that 1 week of safety to comfortably lay plans for the future, lay foundations for better things, stronger things to build later. All of this included puts in a lot of work within that 1 week of game. Sarah Beth has had 2 weeks of this safety that she has not utilized to do that at all, which I think is a huge misstep for her. And I want to go back to the fact that this is still teams, and the fact that the Kings played it very much like this is a team decision last week kind of leads it to this week, where she's like, okay, so since it's a team decision, let's go this direction now. We're a team. We can agree on this. And again, if the assignment was convince the majority of your team to do this, she successfully did that assignment. But then she decided to go out of her way to put her neck out for this. And to answer what you were saying, Melissa, I have to say, ultimately, is Chada looking at Sarah Beth potentially? Maybe. But could you have used this time to instead build yourself protection so that even if that was to happen later, you'd be safe? I think that's the better move, because especially if you can't move mountains like that, leave it. And I think that ultimately, when looking back, Sarah Beth will realize that this is where her whole game starts unraveling. This is where everything goes a mess. And we haven't even touched on the fact that aside from all of this, the zeroing in on like a specific target, it's been more and more evident to a lot of people this week that her and Kylan are pretty much attached as a pair. This is very much like they've made it so clear now. Whereas before it might have been a little bit ambiguous. There's no more ambiguity anymore. People know.
Yes, and that has been one of the storylines of the week as well. Tiffany at the tail end of last week was looking at Kylan as her final two. Then she saw how close he was with Sarah Beth. That upset her. She decided to come up with a new plan that allowed her to get rid of Sarah Beth sooner. She has now accelerated even that. And since then, Kylan has slowed down his game talk as she advised him to do. But I think that what she was mostly hoping for, probably, is that he would slow his game talk with Sarah Beth specifically. And instead, what he's done is slow his game talk with everyone but Sarah Beth, it seems. He is still with her a lot, and they are somewhat affectionate toward one another. And that has only made it worse for them in terms of being linked together. Not only has Sarah Beth's game gone straight, up the target list, I should say. Kylan's game has been unraveling a bit as well, because everyone sees how close he is to Sarah Beth, and nobody feels like they are close enough to him because he's too close to her. Things are not playing out well for Sarah Beth or Kylan this week so far as all of this goes down. So we also have Claire, who won the wildcard competition and got safety until jury, which we can assume means safety for this week and next week. Now, the veto ceremony has happened. Whitney and Hannah stay on the block after Christian wins another competition. He wins this veto. She doesn't need the safety this week anymore, but she should have safety going into next week. She will be one of the jury members this season. But where does it end? Where does it go from there? Because Tiffany has been talking about Claire as somebody that she is wanting to drop somewhat soon. And that Claire is too smart. She will figure things out. And she feels so guilty about the whole situation that for her own sanity, she needs Claire just gone. Can Claire figure that out in time and, you know, adjust properly will be another big question, I think, in the coming weeks here.
I think that's such a mistake. I just think that I don't see why that makes any sense. And I get it's like guilt or whatever, but like, it does not make any sense to get rid of Claire as soon as possible. I mean, it makes me not happy, to be honest. I think that that's a bad move. It's just, yeah. I don't know. I want Tiffany and Claire to work together. I want them to go to the end. And, you know, I think that it's a mistake to, I think Tiffany, what worries me about Tiffany is I do feel like she, as much as she likes to say to the cameras, like, oh, I'm like, sorry, if you don't like my game, I'm doing this to win. Like I'm playing to win, whatever. I don't believe that she's actually doing that. I do feel like she plays to optics sometimes. And I think that I see why, you know, the members of the Cookout feel a certain way. But it does make me feel like for Tiffany's sake, I think that she should not be just relying on the Cookout. I think that they recognize Tiffany as a big threat, and I would be worried for her if it got down to those guys as the final six, because I do think that they might take Tiffany out, and I think she needs to have some sort of backup in place, like as like, hey, I have Claire here, I have Derek X here, I have all these people here who want to keep me in, and I don't think that she should just be willing to take sixth place, you know, just because of the larger message. And I mean, maybe I just don't understand it, and I totally am willing to accept that, you know, but I do feel like for her own personal game, like I think that keeping Claire longer makes more sense. And her whole, you know, argument of trying to say like, oh, let's get Claire out right after jury starts or whatever is like, ah, don't do that. No, I don't know.
So for me, it's very interesting because I kind of in an attempt to understand where Tiffany's coming from, right? Tiffany's like, well, if Claire goes in first, she can set the tone for the jury. That's someone who's got my back. That's a good, yeah, that's good for her. And also she can keep her Cookout plans that she has intact. But it's weird to me because to me, it's like Tiffany has arguably done the best so far, right? Actually, not arguably. You can't argue that. It's facts. But it's like, Tiffany has all the cons. She has a PS5, an Xbox Series X. She has all of them. But then she's like, I'm just going to keep the GameCube. It's like, well, that's great, but you could also keep all your other consoles. You don't have to sell them off. Like, you can keep all of them. I don't understand why you wouldn't want to keep all of them.
Right.
Because she discussed some stuff today, which I'm sure we'll touch on. But her like hit list of who she would want gone. And within the first 3 weeks of jury, she wants to lose two of her closest non-Cookout allies.
That's
and I just don't understand that.
Yeah, she doesn't have to be like, okay, we're getting the Cookout out right now. Like, let's do it. It's like, we don't need that. She can keep them all. Like, there are other people left in the house that can go before literally any of her allies. Like, I mean, yeah, sure, there are people that she's working with or has like tangential relationships with, but it's like, they're not your strongest allies. Like, keep your strongest allies in. Keep the Cookout. That's totally fine. But I do think that it would be a mistake to get out Claire or Derek X or any of those people who you're working with that aren't in the Cookout. Like it just, I don't get it.
Yeah. It's interesting. I, you know, part of me wonders if she will follow through with this hit list. Right. You know, I think she means it right now, but I think it's one thing to talk about, well, I'll lose Claire in a couple of weeks. And another thing to actively do to Claire what she's been doing to Sarah Beth and to Whitney and to Brent, who those are people that she didn't particularly care for. And Tiffany, for better or worse, does appear to be the kind of player who likes to not care for the person that she's targeting. Not nearly to any extreme, you know, that it feels like overly wrong or anything, but she definitely likes to feel her strategy at the same time that she's doing the strategy. And I don't know that she'll be able to bring herself to actively campaign against Claire in the way that she's, again, put the target on some of these other people. And if she's not doing that, then I don't know that the target will fall on Claire in that same way. Now, it certainly could, but it doesn't mean that, like, again, Tiffany's kind of been dictating the target list from this point, or from as soon as Frenchie left. But if she's not overly directing it, it means that it might not actually happen. And she may also just flat out change her mind and be like, well, do I really need to lose Claire yet? Maybe I'm a little concerned about Brittany. Maybe I'm a little concerned about, like, is Alyssa still in the game? Like, what's happening? So, you know, we'll see where that all goes. I do think, however, there is at least one point here that she is at least somewhat correct about, which is that Claire is dangerous in this game. And I do think Claire could figure things out. And I do think that if you let Claire survive for too long, she could be a big threat to win and potentially mess up everything that Tiffany has going on. So I actually don't hate the move too much for her to turn on Claire. Because she does have so many options, but I do think she needs to set herself up in a stronger position before she makes that move. And I don't think she's in that position yet. I think Claire is an essential part of her structure right now, especially because she's not maintaining the Kylan connection very well at the moment. If she's going to lose Claire, she definitely needs to retain Kylan. And so far, that's not been happening either. Their relationship has deteriorated to the point where just today they were kind of talking about it. She was upset that he didn't respond to like her good morning. And he was like, what's going on here? And he was trying to talk about it. Like, I don't feel like this is resolved. And she was like, I feel like it's resolved. I don't want to talk about it anymore, which is absolutely what you say when it's resolved, of course. I can only imagine that Kylan is going to realize that he needs to start getting to work again, especially once Sarah Beth becomes a target next week. And if Kylan turns back on and is not Team Tiffany, she's definitely going to need Claire still in the game to help combat that. So again, some very interesting stuff going on here. All right. So we've got all of that going on. Heading into next week, we have an endurance competition. We have a few different people looking to target different people. Christian and Alyssa's the only one competing, of the two of them, are looking to target Azza. We don't necessarily know who they would put on the block next to Azza. They can't put Claire on the block. They are unlikely to put anybody from the Royal Flush on the block. It would likely be another Joker. The big question, of course, is would they put Big D up next to Azza, or would they put Brittany up next to Azza? If they're not sending Brittany home, they probably wouldn't want to put Brittany up next to Azza. So might be Big D. And that would obviously pose a problem to the cookout. They're, of course, probably going to be trying to work Christian and Alyssa as much as possible to make that not happen. They would probably try to shift their target from Azza to Brittany as much as possible. And to be honest, they'll probably get their way because they got their way this week and they're pretty good at what they do. Sarah Beth is looking to target Hannah still. She may be talked out of it by Kylan, but and these are people who very well could win an endurance competition. Alyssa, Sarah Beth, they are both people that could cause some big problems for the cookout at this time. Azza is looking at, Azza had a conversation with Tiffany today where they were talking about going to the end, and Tiffany was like, we got to get to the six. And she was like, I thought it was the five plus Hannah. Like, what do you mean? Like, what does that mean? It's the same thing. That's six people.
Yeah. Azza's fascination with, yeah, okay, well, she's kind of in, but I'm just not going to give her all my game. I'm just not going to divulge all my information to Hannah. At this point, Azza, this is like five people working with you is better than four people working with you, right? So embrace the five. What's wrong with the other five people being in the group? I still don't understand. And again, it was very funny because a couple of days ago, Taryn, you brought up the whole the way Azza and Tiffany talk and the way Tiffany was kind of making the whole conversation with them was going a little bit rocky, where Tiffany was kind of saying things in a way that was bothering Azza. We got a little bit of that again today with this very same conversation. I don't understand where Azza's coming from with this still completely. I don't know what the root is here, but I love that Tiffany will ride for Chata no matter what and says, listen, she's with us. I don't care. Like, this is our six. This is what the numbers are. You got a deal. It has to be the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very weird that she keeps pointing that out. Like, it's like, I don't know. Like, it makes sense if it's like a clarifying thing. Like, oh, the six. Like, okay, wait, who is this in the six again? But like, that clearly isn't what she was intending. Like, she clearly doesn't think of Hannah as part of it. And that's weird. Like, I don't know why she's still on that. Like, maybe, I mean, if she wants to then say, like, you know, well, Hannah will be the first to go once we get to that point. Like, okay, that's fine. But like, it just is weird that she keeps pointing that out. Like, it's like, yeah, no, you don't have to keep saying that it's five plus Hannah. Like, that's six people. That don't, you don't have to clarify it any further. That's enough. Like, it's very weird.
Yeah. Really, you know, looking at next week, you have a bunch of people aiming their shot at Sarah Beth. You have Christian and Alyssa who are still potential targets, mostly backup targets, but still some people will be primarily targeting them. You've got Brittany on the target list, and you've got a couple of options for, you know, ooh, this could be bad for the cookout, like Azza, Big D, or maybe even Hannah, and, you know, maybe Azza. No, who would Sarah Beth? Has Sarah Beth talked about this? I'm sure she has. Probably like Hannah and... maybe she'd do like, she'd probably do Derek X or something along those lines. Sorry, Derek X, gotta use you as a pawn. Or at least that's probably what she'd go for. Kylan would argue against her, but he doesn't have a lot of sway with Sarah Beth, actually. So, yeah. You know, there's a bunch of different things that could happen next week. But primarily we're looking at Sarah Beth as the target, especially since mm-hmm. Tiffany definitely has a history of getting her way here. So
it's strange to me because I feel like Sarah Beth is smart. Like, she's a smart player, except for like this week did not do well this week. I mean, this week is like her downfall. I feel like maybe she wasn't in the best position before, but I don't feel like she was next on the list. And now all of a sudden she's next on the list above the showmance. And, you know, that surprises me because you would think you should try and get rid of the showmance first, especially Christian, because Christian is winning everything. And he also is not eligible to compete for HOH this week. It just seems like this is a perfect time, or else you're looking at someone who could possibly win veto HOH, like just constantly to the end. He's that good. It's very unfortunate that Sarah Beth is now in this position. And I wonder, does she recognize that she's in this position now? Like, I mean, does she recognize that this is something that she has now put herself in? Or is she not aware that she's in danger?
I don't think she's aware that she's in danger at this time. She definitely does not realize how many people are gunning for her at this point. I think this is a good example, though, of like, I think there are a lot of good players in this house. I think Sarah Beth is a good player. Kylan is a good player. Xavier is a good player. I think even Brittany has some chops in terms of, you know, how she plays the game. Maybe not quite on the same level as some of those other people. There are a lot of like good players in this house. And a lot of them are taking the kind of like, I'm going to play a little bit. I'm going to lie low a little bit. I don't want to play too hard. And of those players, even Whitney was doing pretty well. Whitney was a player. Brent was a game player. Like, all these people who play the game, you know, Brent was pretty bad at it, but Whitney was not terrible at it. She just wasn't aggressive enough. Sarah Beth hasn't been playing hard enough. Kylan this week hasn't been playing hard enough. Brittany hasn't been playing hard enough. A lot of people not playing the game hard enough. And right now, you know, last week it was looking like Xavier might start to get into some trouble. This week things have played out well for him. But I think this is, again, a good example of, we've got all of these good players who are looking to like ride that sweet spot of, I don't want to play too hard. And what they're really doing is just allowing themselves to be, you know, swept up by fate. And only one of those players at any given moment is going to be in a good spot, because the rest of them are going to be, oh crap, well, I've just let myself get put into a terrible spot by the person who's actually playing very hard, which is Tiffany. It's interesting for me to see, especially in a cast like this, where, you know, the kinds of games that, that all of those players are playing right now would typically be more than, you know, the summer camp vibe of the rest of the house. But in this house in particular, it's really like you're basically lying down right now because other people are full on sprinting. Right. And so it's very interesting for me to, see.
And I think a lot of the time people are thinking that they're safe for, I feel like it's like they're too comfortable. And then by the time they realize like, oh no, I'm not safe, they're already on the block. The week's been decided, they're going out the door. And I feel like that's the scary thing this week, is I feel, or this season, is I feel like normally you have a little bit more time to prepare yourself, because it's like, there's usually a bottom, and there's usually like a top alliance, and everyone else is on the bottom. So, you know, like, okay, well, here's the remainder, and I'm going to be one of those people that gets picked off, and we're all just going to get picked off one by one. So I better like figure out my situation. And you kind of like know in advance you're in trouble. Whereas I feel like everybody in the house thinks I'm doing okay, I'm in a good spot, until all of a sudden they're not, and they're already out the door, and that's the end of it. And that's like, I mean, Whitney, even, I mean, you saw how confident she was when she was like kicking Brent out the door last week. And now all of a sudden she's in that same position. And I just think that that is kind of a new thing that we're seeing this season, where people don't have the opportunity to really, you know, make sure they're safe because they already think they're safe. I don't know. Yeah. It's just interesting. Yeah.
I love that this is the season being named the new era, because this is very good for what's been happening. I feel like, you know, in older seasons, we've talked about how the casting's kind of done in a way very like specific. Okay, this person's here to fit this role, this person's here to fit this role. This season, I feel like we've got 8 different good type game players. I said 8, I retract that. It's less than that. Please don't think I think 8 people are really good in this house. But we have the type of player who's probably a little bit closer to the old school, who is trying to lay low at the beginning, make some connections, then at the end start winning some competitions. We've got the person who's new to the game potentially, but winning competition to try and get agency. We have the person who's working on social game every single day to get alliances going, to get stuff going, to get stuff sorted out for the end. We have so many different types of gameplay. So there's someone you can root for in every direction, and each of these types of games can be a winning game. And it's just wild to think that in this specific house, there's simply, because of how good the caliber of gameplay is, you take one of these players, you put them in another season, they might be dominating the season. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how good I think the level of gameplay is in this season. And that's why when people think the season's dull, I'm like, well, there's just layers on layers going on here that you can't even begin to comprehend. If you just sit and watch this, it is fascinating to me. Like, I think that, and I'm not going to give anything away here, but I think someone like Alyssa, someone like Christian, who I don't even think are playing, you know, best games in the house, not even top 4 or 5 for me, are still playing really good games. It's just the level of gameplay in this house is way too high, but in a good way. And I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Christian and Alyssa are one of the savviest, like, showmances, like typical showmances that I've seen in a very long time. Alyssa is certainly like, I mean, you compare them to, for instance, a Jackson and Holly, who obviously go on to make the final two, very successful showmans there. One of the more recent successful showmanses. They are better players, in my opinion. Both of them, I think, are better players. And Jackson and Holly weren't slouches, but, they were probably above average. They were pretty good, at different points in time. But I think Christian is a better competitor than Jackson is. Although we'll see how he does in mental competitions, but physically, I think even he's been better than Jackson. He's got more skill, I think, than Jackson does. And then Alyssa is a lot more active. Again, I talked about this the other day, but it might have been this morning. Again, who knows at this point? But you know, when Alyssa and Christian talk about like, oh, I think we're in a good position, they don't then say we should just throw all the HOHs now. You know, like that was all that was keeping Jackson and Holly afloat for most of the game. And they were constantly wanting to throw them. And they just kept being like, oh, we can't, we're just too competitive. So they were like, against their own will, succeeding in the game. Not nearly the case here with Alyssa and Christian, who are doing a pretty good job. Christian has undeniably a charm to him. He just today locked in a final two with Brittany. He's working. He's doing some things. Brittany, Azza, the Jokers don't really want to take a shot at Christian and Alyssa. And like the whole idea of using that showmance as a shield doesn't appear to be working at the moment because nobody's willing to take the shot. And that's in part because of the relationships that they've been building. So there's really all over the place, just great, great strategy happening. And then there's the Jokers, but you know, it's the Jokers. What are you going to do? All right. Are we ready to talk Stockwatch?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's pull it up here. Here we go. Stockwatch engaged. This is where we rate the players from 1 to 10. 1 being terrible. Out the 1 foot out the door, they've put themselves in this position. They couldn't have been playing worse. 10 is they've played this week as well as they possibly could. They are a likely winner of this season, and they are doing very, very well. And then 5 is you can go either way, right in the middle. Right. I pulled the audience and got the audience ratings for these players. We will also give our ratings here, and then we will average it out. It'll adjust the prices on the Stockwatch, and we'll see where things go. Okay. Let's get into this here. We're going to start with Alyssa. Puya, how do you feel about Alyssa this week?
All right. So I want to preface, I did this last time, so I want to preface how I do my ratings before people are like, why is this happening? You'll know now. Like I said, I genuinely see almost every player in this game playing a different game to one another. So if two people get the same grade, they're getting it for different reasons. They're not getting it for the same reason. That being said, I'm also going to compare last week's rating to what I think is going to be going on this week. So Alyssa last week got a 5. This week, Christian wins HOH, she's safe, and I really feel like the go-to solution next week should have been, well, Alyssa and Christian need to get split up clearly. That's the move. That's got to happen. They're in the Kings. There's 4 of them. Spoiler alert, they're not the main targets. They might suffer, potentially, from if the right person wins the veto and takes someone off the block, or the right, like some combination could still get them on the block. But I think they've had good progress this week. Genuinely, they've got a couple new alliances in the works now. They've got a couple new connections in the works. And I keep saying I genuinely see their games as intertwined at the moment. I think Alyssa, someone who, should Christian leave, has her own head on her own shoulders, will be making her own decisions. I think it's very clear to a lot of people that she kind of controlled Christian a little bit here, which I'm not even going to argue. I do think that way. Everything is a net plus from last week. And for that reason, I'm giving Alyssa a 6.
Yeah, you know, I feel similarly, but I also feel conflicted because I think that she's in a better position than she was last week. And I'm actually genuinely impressed with a lot of the work that she's done this week. Solidifying the alliance with Claire and Tiffany. Great. It provides incentive for Tiffany to keep them off the target list for the short term. Making this truce deal with Derek X and Hannah, also great. Keeps them off the target list for the short term. Successfully avoiding not nominating any of the Jokers. Great. You successfully got off of their target list for the short term. And all of that work has led to a decent place for them next week, where they were one of the bigger targets coming into this week. No longer the case heading into next week. I like a lot of that work. And Alyssa is certainly trying with the long-term plans as well. She is a bit out of her depth here, because there's still a lot going on. But I'm very impressed with the work that she did this week. I'd maybe give her something like a 7, given all that she's done, because again, some people don't put the work in over the course mm-hmm. of the HOH week to make these things happen. However, the person they're sending home is not the person they should be sending home. Whitney is not the correct target for them. They should have at least stuck to their guns when it came to Hannah. They got flat out played by Hannah, who, you know, played on their, you know, past history of a relationship when Hannah had actually been gunning for Alyssa and putting a target on Alyssa's back for weeks prior, and still could put them up on the block. The only reason she's not is because she has to deal with Sarah Beth first. And they're taking out Whitney, who, yes, she did talk about going after Christian and Alyssa, but so did literally everybody in the house. And at least Whitney was approaching them to try to work with them because she had recently discovered that she should be going after other people like Tiffany and Kylan. And oh boy, would that have been amazing for Christian and Alyssa. So really, really bad for them that they not only let Whitney go, but actively targeted her. That has to make the score go down. But you know, at the same time, a lot of people, like pretty much everybody in the game, apart from the cookout, is making the same mistake that they don't see the cookout exists and they can't do much about it because of that. And if they had tried to make some kind of other shot, it would have killed all of the work that they were trying to do in the short term to put the target off of their backs and likely would have gotten them into some trouble in the short term, because of it. So, this was kind of a lose-lose situation, but they made the wrong play. I think they should have gone for a bigger shot that would have been more beneficial to their games, even if it made them a bigger target in the short term. Instead, they went for a safer shot, took some short-term safety, which I do think will hold in hopes of perhaps, you know, Christian winning more competitions in the future, which is certainly possible, or that, you know, things will change and shift as time goes on, which is also certainly possible. So all that to say, I'm also at a 6 for Alyssa. It's where I've always thought she should be. I think she's playing admirably given the circumstances of being, you know, completely in the dark about this bigger alliance, which, you know, as opposed to other large, you know, alliances that are secret, I think giving a little bit more leeway when it comes to people not seeing this one, because it is a little bit unique. They came together very early on, never talked game with each other, never coordinated with each other. They've never acted like an alliance. They've never acted like something to even be caught on to. And because of that, I think, you know, I don't think that the audience even saw them as a locked in alliance until just last week when Tiffany decided out of the blue that she was going to change her entire plan, and go in this other direction. So there wasn't even anything to catch really until last week. So the fact that they haven't caught on to it yet is like, I mean, how could you? It's such a strange thing here. So for me, Alyssa's at a 6 here. She should be safe moving forward. I do think that her and Christian still have legs in this game, primarily because she still has some decent instincts and Christian is just a remarkable competitor in these competitions. So, we will see how all of that goes. Melissa, how do you feel about Alyssa?
I think both of you made really good points. And I think that I was teetering between a 5 and a 6, to be honest. But I do think you guys have convinced me to go with a 6 just because I do think you're right. Like my thought was like, well, she's, you know, they're totally blind to the cookout and they're getting out the wrong person. But I think you're absolutely right that like, why would you think the cookout was an alliance? Like under any normal circumstances, under any normal game, an alliance would make some sort of indication that they were working together. Like, I don't know, meeting, talking to each other, forming as a group. Like, I mean, that would be, you know, a dead giveaway that this is an alliance. But, and I think another thing, and I don't know if people like want to say this, but I'm just going to say it, that like, if the cookout, if you were to assume that the cookout is an alliance because of like why they formed, like they formed for a reason. And if you were to make that assumption as an outside person, like, well, they must be in an alliance because of, you know, this factor. They all are very, you know, whatever. And they all have a larger message to portray, you know, that sort of thing. You would be like, I'm terrible for assuming that. You know what I mean? Like it's not like you should automatically assume that people are working together because they have similar backgrounds. You know what I mean? Like, that would be bad. And so like, I could see why people would be like, well, why would I automatically assume that they were working together? Like, They don't meet. They don't hang out. They don't do anything that a normal alliance would do. So I absolutely think that it makes sense why you would miss that. And so I don't think we can hold it against them that they've missed this. I do think that I have to be more generous, I think, to them, because I do think that they're playing well. And I do think that, you know, they still have room to go in this game. I think that if everyone was looking at them and saying, okay, next week we have to break up the showmance, I'd be much more concerned with them. But it does feel like Sarah Beth has given them a little bit of time to at least figure it out. You've got like this, you know, this endurance comp coming up. And I think that Alyssa could do well. So, you know, you never know. But I feel like I do have to bump their scores up because I am impressed with them generally, even if they're getting out the wrong target this week.
All right. Well, the audience, it was somewhat close here, but they did not go with the 6. They went ahead and gave Alyssa a 5, same as last week. But she did finally, you know, I said week 1, I thought Alyssa was a 6, but she was on the block and in a bad spot. She's finally made her way up to the 6 here overall. So we'll see how that goes. Let's talk about Azza. Azza. I gave her a 3 last week, as did the audience. She volunteered to go up on the block last week. So, you know, that wasn't great. Am I going to stick with the 3 this week? She's still not impressed me. I'm still not loving what Azza's giving, here in the game. However, she didn't volunteer to go up on the block this week, so that's already a marked improvement. And for that reason, I think I'll go up to the 4 here for Azza. I don't think she is a good player. I think that she could be. I really do. You know, when she is social with people, she's very charming. She has great things to say. I think that she is also like very intelligent. I think that she could be a good strategist if she actually wanted to be. It's the philosophy, I guess, that's really holding her back. She just doesn't see the game in the way that it needs to be seen in order to play it well. Now that doesn't mean that she can't still win. I think she could, but especially in a cast like this, she may have trouble, because they are going to want to respect a hard played game, and that's not really what Azza's all about. But I do think that she could make it very far, especially because she's in the cookout. And if they do get to the final 6, or even if, you know, she comes close to the final 6, because of that, she will have the opportunity to win some of those end game comps. She will be potentially seen as somebody to bring to the end. And that's a good spot to be in, even if you are currently, in a bad spot to win the game overall. If you're gonna be there, you're at least a 4 for me, most of the time, unless you're actively doing things to ruin your own game, which she didn't quite do this week. So it's a 4 for me. Melissa, how do you feel about Azza?
Same, 4 for me as well. I feel like, I think if she didn't have the cookout, I think she would be in a bad spot, because people are talking about putting her up on the block, maybe not as the target, but at least as a pawn. And I think that if she didn't have the cookout behind her, like to keep her safe, she'd be in a lot of danger, because, you know, pawn goes up, someone wins veto, pawn goes home, you know, you never know. So I am a little worried about her. And I also am worried, I just don't know if she has the strategy there. I think the way that she communicates to people sometimes is a little, is bad for her game, to be honest. So I just am not super impressed so far. Unfortunately, you know, as much as I like her, I'm just not super impressed. So yeah, it's a 4.
Oh yeah.
I have in my notes 4/5. And then next to it, I have 5. If I thought that she would use the game position that her alliance has put her in, that the game has put her in, she's getting a 5 because she's in a very lovely spot. The problem is, and I think it was BB20, Taryn, you kept talking about killer instinct with Casey. I don't know if Casey has killer instinct. This isn't that, but it's, I don't think she has the game instinct. I genuinely don't see it. I think that the thing is, she's had a rough start in this game. Her team was just constantly put up. Frenchie was targeted, blah, 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 blah. But I feel like she's positioned currently in a great spot, right? But is she going to wake up and decide, time for the game? Let's get it. Let's go. This is what I'm doing. I'm going to grab the agency now and pull back. I don't see any of that. That's why she's getting a 4 from me. Otherwise, genuinely, if I thought she had even 30% of what I'm describing, she'd be getting that 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So a 4 from Puya. And it is a 4 from the audience as well. They crossed that threshold just barely, but they got over it. So it's going to be straight 4s for Azza this week, which ultimately is the same. It is a little bit above last week, looks like. No, sorry, I looked at the wrong one again. It is the same as last week. The person that got a 3 last week was Brittany. Overall, Brittany got the 3. Melissa, how do you feel about Brittany?
I feel the same about Brittany. I think that while she's not on the block, I think people still consider her for the block. And one of these days she's going to go home. I don't feel like she's doing really well in terms of, you know, forging alliances with people. I don't think she's using this week as like a good, you know, platform to move forward in the game. I just don't feel so great about her. I'm just going to keep with my 3 at this point.
Yeah. There's a problem with Brittany, and that problem is that she should be a 4. But Azza is sort of taking up that spot, and she's, I think, a better player than Azza, but in a much worse position. So unless something changes, she's just facing a losing battle. She can't get past that sort of like, even if she does survive the short term, she doesn't have the long term game to get past like the final 7. And Azza does. And that's not good for Brittany. Again, for better or worse, she has taken herself out of the pawn pool and put herself in the target pool. And that, I think, makes her more likely to win if she gets to the final 2. But getting there is going to be really difficult. And the fact that she's not seen as a pawn will only make it more difficult. And she has the cookout to contend with. There's just a lot of things standing in her way. I think she's honestly a better player than a 3, and people might disagree with me on that. But I do think she has potential in this game. But right now she's locked out of all of that potential, and her position is just way too bad. It's a 3 for me as well. The audience went with a 3 for Brittany. Also, Puya, are you going to give the last 3 here? Or are you're different?
I'll tell you this. My note says 3, so I'm not just following the group. But here's why, right? So Brittany was a 3 last week on what account? Was a 3 last week on what account? She was on the block again, and that was really it. That was her whole thing. This week, she's not on the block. The only game progression I have seen personally is that she made this final 2 with Christian today official. But even if this final 2 was to get completed, she would lose in this final 2. So this is not going to progress her game, because I do think that in this season specifically right now, the way things are standing, if you are, and this is, again, they don't know, the cookout is an alliance. If you are not in the cookout, you need to be making connections with at least one or two people within the cookout to further yourself. And Brittany, I currently do not see having that kind of connection really with anyone within that alliance. And then on top of that, I just don't see Brittany being able to shake off the persona she currently has in this house as the person who's on the block twice, unless Brittany gets some agency in the game by winning a competition. And I don't think it's impossible for her to win a competition. I don't think she's drawing dead in competitions, but she has to win one to really pull herself out of where she is at the moment. And until that happens, I don't see her pushing up again, unless, again, she makes some inroads. The other good thing that's going on for her is, should we believe the boot order that Tiffany has, And should Tiffany be successful and implement this boot order, Brittany's making it to Final Seven. But that, again, isn't saying much for her game at all. So that's where I'm going to be sitting.
All right. Let's get on to Christian then. And I'll lead off with the audience on this one. This is actually, this is interesting. This is a little bit surprising from the audience as I look at this. It's just barely, but Christian has actually moved up for the first time from the audience. And he got a 6 from the audience this week. So so there you go, a 6 from the audience. Booyah, how do you feel about that?
6, I mean, listen, would I have said Christian would be the one to go up on the audience's eyes? Not really. I don't think 6 is a bad spot for Christian. I really don't. Matter of fact, I have Christian as a 6. Like I said, to me, Alyssa and Christian have been kind of tethered here. Christian, after winning all these competitions, should be the number one target going into the next week. Should be. Everyone should see this as, listen, if we do believe that jury's about to start, let's get rid of the guy that's won everything. It makes sense. He can't compete next week. Let's do that. But instead, because of the threat he's posing, I feel like a lot of people are now trying to hide behind the, we'll get him at the double. We'll sneak him out in the middle of the double. He won't know better. That'll be fine. There's a lot of people like Tiffany's talking about. She needs specifically Derek X to take the shot. And it's like very specifically, no one else can take this. It's like, yeah. Only you must go on this mission. It's like some kind of like lost kind of thing where it's like, this is your legacy. You have to board this plane. Why? Why is it TX?
Can we pause on that for just a second? Because you always have to take these things with a grain of salt because she's talking to somebody else about this. But you're right. Her plan is that Derek X needs to stay in the game because only he is able to beat Christian in competitions. And so we need to keep him around for as long as it takes to get Christian out. But my question then is, how do you take Derek X out? Who watches the Watchmen? If Derek X is really good at competitions and is the only one that can beat Christian, who's really unbeatable at competitions, then once Christian's gone, you can't beat Derek X either.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. Maybe they just assume that they don't have to worry about it. I don't know. Maybe they'll cross that bridge when they come to it.
Yeah,
and someone will be able to defeat him.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I think, again, I think everything should make it evidently clear. Get this guy out next week. And listen, it's not impossible. He's still on the lists. He's still possible. There's still chances where he goes. And I think there's bigger chances that he will go before Alyssa more times than not, I believe. Despite people saying that they think Alyssa might be a better game player, he's the one winning the competitions. So, but then when you think about it, what I said earlier about what are your relationships within, you know, the cookout and within other people besides Alyssa? He's got a good thing going with Xavier. He's got a decent thing going with Tiffany. Like, he's very well situated, in my opinion, to progress if he keeps winning. People are going to want to keep working with him if they're not the one taking the shot at him. And currently there's enough people in the house that do not want to be the one taking the shot at him, which means he should be okay. Again, the wrong person wins HOH next week. He could be sitting on that block. But for this week, the dude won both competitions and is not the immediate target next week. For that alone, he should get a 6. But also his team is intact. Alyssa's good and he's fine. And he gets a 6.
Yeah. I feel similarly. I feel like I said a lot of it with Alyssa. I think that where Christian falls short, Alyssa picks up the slack. Where Alyssa has been falling short to a degree, Christian has been picking up the slack. Alyssa's social game, not quite as good as Christian's. Christian's strategic game, definitely not as good as Alyssa's. And Christian is just so good at these competitions. You cannot take that for granted, especially if people aren't willing to take the shot. Now, again, you have to remember that, I'll keep mentioning this, but Jackson Hall, right? I don't have the stats in front of me right now. Hold on, I can pull them up for a second here. But I think people overestimate the ability to take out these competition threats, especially when they're in a duo. because Alyssa, I think, can win competitions. Like she's not somebody that is going to like lose a bunch of stuff. But Jackson and Holly are going to trade HOHs for at least 3 weeks here in Big Brother 21. And then there's one double eviction, and then Jackson wins the next two competitions and the next final HOH. Like, they had very few opportunities to take one of Jackson or Holly out of the game. They decided against it in those few chances that they had, and they paid for it because they never really got another chance. The same could absolutely end up being true of Christian and Alyssa. And that's something that the house guests should not be ignoring. And it's something that we should not be ignoring. And that's one of the reasons why, for me, they are still, they are right now sixes, as opposed to, anything lower than that, which, you know, their long-term, you know, positioning would, I think, potentially indicate. So there you go. Melissa, how do you feel? You're muted.
Yes. Sorry. Just trying to keep the dogs quiet. Anyway, I feel the same way that you guys feel about Christian. I feel like under any normal circumstance, he would be next on the target list, like high priority. We have to get this guy out or else he's going to win everything. And he's really not. I mean, yeah, people are talking about it, but he's not. He's not even the next one to go according to these people's lists. I mean, like, they want Sarah Beth before they want him. And even when they're talking about getting Christian out or putting Christian and Alyssa up, a lot of people are saying Alyssa should be the one to go because she like controls Christian, quote unquote. So I do think that he is doing a pretty good job socially, you know, and he's also doing a great job physically. However, you know, that does come with the fact that it puts him up there as a big threat. But if no one's going to take the shot, if no one's going to do anything, then who cares? So yeah, I'm going to give him a six as well.
There you go. Straight sixes for Christian. Christian and Alyssa on the rise this week. All right, let's talk about Claire. Hooya, what are your thoughts on Claire?
It's interesting, right? So Claire, I would like to announce our first juror for BB23 confirmed. No matter what anything else happens next week, Claire's going to be voting for someone at the end of this game. So at the very least, if she's not in the final two. So already, that's it. I don't want to make this a huge accomplishment in the game of Big Brother. However, moving forward, let's look at some of these other things going on. I think that Claire is someone who genuinely understands this game better than everyone else. And it's not only because she has the game sense, because she has the strategic chops, but because she understands the ever-changing meta of the game. She understands the modern Big Brother game better than everyone else in that house because she picks up on little things that make sense. She picks up today that, hey, Derek F, no one's going to take the shot at Derek F. That means if he's at the end, he's someone that could end up beating me to the end because he's a nicer person to take to the end and win against. So next week, or sorry, in the double, she might take the shot against Derek F. And yeah, most people will be like, well, that's not a target. He's not going to win anything. But she understands that for her game, she needs to be at the end with not people that'll be easier to justify keeping over her. So that's great. I love all of that from her. But then you got to look at her within the scope of this house. How is she doing here? She's very decently situated. She's in a lot of alliances. She's in a pairing with Tiffany in a lot of these alliances, seen as a pairing with Tiffany. Ultimately, the biggest question mark for me is Tiffany's obsession with Claire going out early. I think Tiffany has enough sway that she will be able to accomplish this should she decide to do it. Because I think ultimately the relationships Tiffany and Claire have with the same people, Tiffany has a stronger relationship mm-hmm. with pretty much all of them. So if she ends up pushing that agenda, I think she can get it done. And unlike the other parts of her boot list or her, you know, the list that she's put together, I feel like Claire's the one on that list that I think she feels strongest about doing. Everyone else seems a little bit more like they could move around, but she's so adamant on Claire going early. So all of this, Taryn, for me is making me decide, basically, am I giving Claire the bump up because I feel like she just got safety? Ultimately, I'm not, because that one little bit does worry me. She's safe next week, but for this week, she's staying at a seven for me.
All right, Melissa, what do you think?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with everything Pooya just said. I it's funny because our ratings are all basically the same, but it's all very easy to see this week. I feel like if there's not that much room for like, oh, who I think this person's doing great, I think this person's not doing great. I think they're all like, we're all accurately rating them, but they all just happen to be the same. But, you know, I do agree with what Pooya's saying. Like, I think that Claire is in a decent spot, but I do think she needs to start looking outside of Tiffany. I feel like now that we know that Tiffany is not loyal, like final two with Claire, I think that Claire needs to start forging relationships that are not just in a group with Tiffany. And so I think that's super important because like Pooya said, in those groups, Tiffany seems to have the better relationship with everyone in them than Claire does. And I think that that is going to pose a problem for her down the line. So I really think she needs to start looking outside of Tiffany, as sad as it is for me to say that, because I really love the two of them together, clearly. But, you know, I just think that that's something she needs to do. And if she can't start doing that, then I think we need to be a little worried for her. However, at this point, I still want to keep her at a 7.
But, and also, while we've been doing this podcast, she's been talking to the cameras and she's talked about how she sees the writing on the wall. She's nervous for Espy to go because she thinks she could be the next in line. So she is nervous. She is thinking about these things, and these are great things to think about. But then she has to put in that work to reverse some of that damage for herself, because she's got the read. But what are you going to do about it? I think she's got the capability, but is she going to clock that in order to do so, she has to, you know, go against her biggest ally in the game to make it happen?
Yes. All right. Well, here are my thoughts on Claire. I'm very prepared to give Claire a 6 this week, but there are a few factors that are boosting her up just a little bit for me. One is that she's safe next week. She guaranteed has another full week to change the trajectory of her game. Two is that, as opposed to players like Alyssa and Christian, she is recognizing the fact that she is in some danger. She, as you pointed out, Pooya, talks to the cameras, recognizes that, hey, given the current trajectory of the game, I'm probably gone in a couple of weeks. I'm probably at least the target in a couple of weeks. That's a level of awareness that players like Alyssa and Christian don't have. But she also, I think, is capable in competitions. And I also have a lot of faith in her that she's capable of making the right call when presented with a decision, and has as much relevant information as possible. And that's something that's very valuable in the game. So I just have a bit more faith in her as a player overall. And her position isn't that terrible. It's more of a trajectory that's bad than her current position. She's included in a ton of long-term real alliances, as opposed to the Alyssa Christian, like, temporary alliances. Claire is in a lot of like long-term, we're a final four alliance, we're a final five alliance, we're a whatever alliance, right? And so for that reason, I do think she is at least one step above Alyssa and Christian right now. But man, is she holding on to that 7 by her fingernails at this point for me. If she has not changed the trajectory of her game by next week, she is moving down on this this list for sure for me. And I'm not going to think twice about it.
Real quick, she did mention that she plans on throwing this HOH because she's safe. Do you think that's a good thing for her or a bad thing for her?
I have thought about this because it's actually kind of an interesting dilemma. I've been very anti-throwing all season long because a lot of people need to be winning, and Claire is one of the people that probably should win a competition soon, because if she wins an HOH, that could give her the information she needs to change the trajectory of her game. But she is already safe next week, and if she won the HOH next week, she can't play the following week when she becomes vulnerable. And it seems like kind of a waste. It feels like she should use the safety and then go for HOH the following week. So I do think there's some reason, and she shouldn't have anything to worry about, like, in that short term. But like, you know, let's say that she wins HOH next week. The question is, could she really do something very, very valuable for her game in that week that she couldn't do the following week? One thing that she could do is remove a cookout member pre-jury. And that could be very, very valuable for her. And if she was fully aware of the cookout and fully aware of the fact that they're probably going to vote for a cookout member in the final two, if one cookout member is there, and she knew that was actually going to happen, because it theoretically might not, then I would say, even though it's kind of a waste safety wise, you should still probably go for it, considering the fact that, you know, it's such an important thing. But she doesn't know the full extent of it. And she, while she probably would go for a cookout member, she may not know how to properly. And so I think ideally she would win that HOH and make that shot. But I mean, really ideally somebody else would win HOH and she'd convince them to make that shot. Another point that I mentioned to bring up about Claire, was that, the rift between Tiffany and Kylan stemmed from Claire. She succeeded in completely changing the trajectory of Tiffany's game once before. When she put effort into it, she managed to convince Claire to go in a completely separate direction. I think that tells me that there's some promise there as well, that she could potentially do the same with other people or with Tiffany again. So, some intrigue there, but yeah, I mean, if she's not going to like full on make sure she gets a cookout member out next week, then I think I actually would see her throw that win and not feel too bad about it. So the audience also went with a 7. It's going to be straight 7s from us here on the panel and the audience. Let's move on to Big D. Melissa, how do you feel about Big D?
I feel similarly about him as I did last week. I don't really feel that his game has changed all that much. I think that you're right when you say, you know, that could be, he could be someone who ends up just going to the end, but I do think that with people talking about, you know, potentially targeting him, I do think that out of the cookout, I think that the people most in danger are Azza and Big D. Obviously, Hannah is seemingly in danger because, you know, she was possibly going to be the target this week. But I think that people like Tiffany will protect Hannah, whereas I don't know if I see Tiffany protecting Azza like she protects Hannah. If it came down to, okay, Hannah versus Azza, I think that she'd let Azza go. And I think the same thing with Big D and Hannah. I think she would want to keep Hannah around and let Big D go. So I don't think he's in such a safe position. And so I just feel like I just want to stick with my rating of a 4.
All right. Here's the thing. Last week I gave Big D a 4. This week, he's dead to me. So docking him a point, he's a 3. Take that, Big D.
Oh, my God. I'll take it.
Genuinely, he's played worse this week. He's pissed people off even more. I think his end game chances have lowered even more. I think Azza is now in a better position socially than Big D when it comes to winning a jury vote, which is kind of what matters for players like this right now. So, it's a 3 for me. What do you think, Bia?
I like the assessment. I like the part where you said that he's dead to you. Because I feel you there. No, honestly, no one is more disappointed in Big D than me, the guy who drafted him in the draft. However, you know, congratulations to Big D. Unless Claire wins an HOH, you're guaranteed the final 3 by the sounds of everything. He's pretty much punched his ticket to the end game. No one's looking to go after him. If we would be rating based on how likely are you to not touch the block because people are terrified of how whiny you might be, Big D's getting a big 10 on that for sure. There's genuinely that factor of, well, I don't want to put him on because I don't want to deal with that. So that's all great, but the win equity is fleeting. The win equity is gone. It's evaporated. There's not much I can see for him to do to really shake it up for him. And with all that considered, do I see him? Do I give him a 3 or do I give him a 4? Damn, I don't want to be wasting anybody's time. Let's just go with a 3. Let's just go with a 3.
There you go. A 3 from Puya. And Puya, the audience says you chose right. They also gave him a 3 this week. There you go.
Wow, Wow, I was being generous. I didn't think Melissa, I was going to be the generous one Melissa here. I was like, generous. Man, so I was worried. I was like, I hope I'm not being too cruel here.
Yeah, and again, Jen, the Dead to Me thing, just to be clear, for those that might complain, it was a joke. Genuinely, I think his win equity has gone down. The way people talk about Big D this week versus last week is considerably taken a negative turn. And I think that's not good for him in the long term.
Sure, Darren, sure.
Yeah.
We
all right. Well, let's talk about Derek X. How do we feel about Derek X? I like Derek X as a player a lot. He started, Derek X started at literally the worst possible position in the game. He was the social pariah in week one, and he had very little knowledge of the game to help him work his way up. But this guy has been clawing and scraping his way up the entire season, and I really admire him for it. I think he has a lot of great instincts as a player. This week, though, was definitely a big blow to his game. Long term, he loses Whitney, who could have been so valuable to him. She was very loyal to him. She was a number for him. She was one of the people. She was essentially his last chance of forming any power base of his own. With Whitney and Hannah, even if Hannah was a double agent, Whitney potentially helping connect him further to Christian and Alyssa. I mean, imagine a world where Whitney was staying this week and Brittany was leaving instead. And this sort of truce thing that happened between Derek X, Hannah, Christian, and Alyssa instead was the thing Whitney was trying to put together, which would have been, himself, Whitney, Christian, Alyssa, maybe X gets involved. Maybe they do end up pulling Hannah in. Now all of a sudden there's a genuine amount of people in a group that maybe only one of them is in the cookout. And now there's a power base where there are targets that are bigger than him there, that he actually has some numbers to do something if he wanted to. It could have been much better. And losing Whitney here is very unfortunate for him. And on top of that, Hannah being pulled into Tiffany's vortex means that the only ally he really has left in the game that is his closest ally is Tiffany's. And Tiffany is giving Hannah the words to say to play Derek X the way that she wants. And Hannah is bringing back everything that Derek X says to Tiffany so that she can keep an eye on the situation. If he ever gets a second thought about Tiffany, it's gonna go straight to her, I think. Mm-hmm. And that's not great for his long-term prospects. Now, the good thing for his long-term prospects is that Tiffany doesn't plan on taking him out anytime soon. So he should be here for a little while. And really, I think apart from the win his way to the end from Final Seven or whatever, which is, kind of his current best path to win, I think that his next best hope is Kyland. And the fact that Kyland has fallen out of favor with Tiffany means that Kyland may be looking for allies. Kyland, somebody that previously talked about maybe not being the most loyal to the cookout. And if Kyland recognizes that his position in the cookout has deteriorated to the point that it has, he may be looking for, where are my friends? And Derek X could be a friend. Now, I also don't love Derek X going after Sarah Beth. I get it because Sarah Beth is gunning for Hannah and in a way also gunning for him. But what I would like to see from Derek is maybe I can pull together a group of, Kyland and Sarah Beth, and maybe I can reconcile the relationship here. Maybe with the help of Kyland, we can get Hannah, me, and Sarah Beth in a room together and say, we should not be gunning for each other. We have bigger problems. Who else do you have in this game, Sarah Beth? Because I'm going to bet that it's probably about the same as us. Not very many. Why are we going after each other? We should have each other. And with Kyland there to help back it up, I think it could work. I don't think you need to be locked into this war here. So I don't like the fact that he's going after Sarah Beth next week either. So I don't love the trajectory of his game. I don't love this week losing Whitney. Because of that, I, similar to Claire, almost went down to a six, but I think he has, similar to Claire, enough time in this game to potentially turn things around. But again, Derek X, if you don't change this trajectory, you're gonna have, your rating's gonna go down very soon, dude. So get to work, because it's gonna happen. The audience is with me on the 7. I can tell you, let's see, let's compare it to last week. They were higher on Derek X last week than this week. They have moved down on the 7 scale. So they kind of agree with me on this one, Derek. All right. Puya, what do you think?
Yeah, I've written down 7 as well. I feel, I guess, less down on DX and his prospects here. Ultimately, I know that Whitney could have been a ace in the hole for him, potentially a number for him, but Whitney has been drowning. And I think the good thing is he let it go quick. I mean, I understand that it was between, it's Chada versus Whitney. He's going to pick Chad. He makes the right choice here. But no. I think that he's someone that has proven with every passing week that he's picking up more. He's doing more. He's learning. He's getting better situated. I think he's going to be fine. I think the fact that we can pretty much guarantee he's making the jury is great. Outside of maybe a Derek F HOH win, which I think, shame of me to say, but I don't think he's going to win it. I feel like he's going to be fine. I think he's someone who's capable. I think there's many conversations that can be had between now and his inevitable targeting that he could shift the tide. But we have to see it. The one thing I didn't like this week, the one thing I didn't really like is that he pushed and pushed and pushed to win this comp this week, despite maybe not really wanting to win it. Or needing to win it. I feel like that I didn't really like, but I'll allow him. It's fine because Christian still turns out to be the biggest target of them all. Also, he is the chosen one, Taryn. Derek X is the King Slayer. He's been decreed that he has to be the one to take Christian out. No one else can do this. He has been given the sword, so he has to be there. And for that storyline purpose, he maintains that set.
All right, Melissa, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I do think that, you know, he is losing Whitney this week, which is bad for him. However, I do think that even though he's possibly in a dangerous spot moving forward, the people in the alliances that I want to say matter the most, but I don't know. I don't know if that's the exact wording I want to use, but I guess like the people who are calling the shots in the alliances want to keep him around for longer, aka Tiffany. She likes him. She wants to work with him. Hannah wants to work with him. Claire likes him. I feel like he's got a lot of ins with a lot of people. And I do think, though, that they need to figure out this Sarah Beth thing if he and Hannah want to move forward. And, you know, we just have to see how it all plays out with Hannah and Tiffany because, you know, I would hope that Hannah isn't putting all of her eggs in one basket with Tiffany and is instead kind of like, okay, I've got these two people working for me and kind of keep them each on the line so that way she has two possible final twos. I don't know. But we'll just have to see how this goes. But yeah, I am really impressed with how Derek X has really gotten a handle on the game itself. And I do think he's a really smart guy, and I have faith that he's going to be able to figure this out. But I do think that losing Whitney as an ally is not great for this week. But, you know, he isn't in a bad position moving forward, especially because people want to keep him around to go after Christian. So that's 7.
All right. Let's move on to Hannah then. Hannah, an interesting case here. She is on the block, but in many ways her position has almost improved, and not almost actually, her position has improved, but she's on the block. So, let's talk about that. I can tell you that the audience, it's still on my laptop and it's going to die. So I dimmed my screen. The audience gave Hannah a six this week, same as last week. Actually, let me see what this is like the exact same rating, actually. Almost the exact same rating as last week. So interesting, interesting positioning there. Puya, how do you feel about the 6 for Hannah?
I had Hannah at a 6 about 15 minutes before we went live. and I changed that rating because you are right. She is on the block, and from the block has only improved her game, only improved her trajectory. And let's not forget the very respectable job she did with Christian to try and not be put on the block. She was very close. Like you said, she took her foot off the gas. Had she known she had a chance, I think she could have completed that. Didn't. That's fine. However, since then, what has happened? Hannah is in a position where she's got a couple of new alliances now. She's got a final two with Tiffany. And this final two has surpassed the Kylan final two with Tiffany, which to me is huge, huge for her. She has now a final three within the cookout between her, Tiffany, and X, which I think puts her in a solid spot. I feel like there's many people ahead of her that would leave potentially before she does. The person that might have been after her the hardest is now the target next week and could very likely be out the door before jury even begins. That means that's no sweat off your back. That person's gone. That is not a vote you need to worry about. You're okay. So all of this to me is a net positive, is an improvement. So, but here's my big conflict, right? I feel like I wanted to give her a six, but she was already a six. And because of the net positive, I have to go up. Or at least I want to go up. So I'm going to throw a seven out here for Hannah.
All right. Melissa, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely see what Puya is saying. And I do think that I need to, you know, go up in my score for her because I do think she's in a much better place than she was last week in terms of her positioning in the cookout and, you know, in the house and all that. Especially with Tiffany wanting to take her under her wing. I mean, that's huge. You know, the fact is, though, that she is on the block, which isn't great. I do think that now that she's been on the block, people will not be as scared to put her up on the block. You tend to see that, you know, when once someone's already been on the block, it's like, well, just throw her up there again. It's not a big deal. She's already done it, rather than, you know, upset someone else and put someone else on the block. So, I do think that that's a little bit concerning moving forward. And I think that people think that, okay, well, you know, we're not getting Hannah out right now because people want to get Whitney out, but you know, she's going to be the next one or one or two later, which is like not necessarily the case, but you know, if they get in power again, who knows? So, you know, I don't really know how it's going to go from here, but I do think that she is on an upwards trajectory. So I am going to go with a six because that's higher than my five from last week.
Yes. You know, Puya, you make a compelling argument for the seven. I was definitely on a six. I considered a seven as you made the case. I think, ultimately I have to stick with my six here. And primarily because it's too new. This new position right. That Hannah's in, right? She's on the block. Her position is dramatically improved, but I still remember her overconfidence in the prior week. And I still remember how often Tiffany changes her mind on things. And like, really, Hannah's like source of safety and power in this game is solely being fed through Tiffany right now. Her own connections, not so much going to be doing it for her. Long term, there are still some people that want to put her on the block. There are still some people that want to target her. If Tiffany decides to cut off that valve, she's back in the doghouse, right? So for me, it's a six right now, but she's definitely on an upward trajectory as opposed to some people who are, I think, you know, more established up at those sevens that are more on a downward trajectory. So keep that in mind for future weeks.
Yeah, I can live with that, especially because I think it's one of those things maybe where I could have kept it a six and said, if this is the same situation next week, then it bumps up to a seven. I think ultimately six works. It was a six or a seven either way, so it works.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so let's move on to Kylan. Puya, how do you feel about Kylan?
All right, so this one's going to be interesting. This one's going to be interesting because I don't know if I'm on an island. I don't know if it's a lonely island. We'll find out. Should Sarah Beth leave next week? I don't think Kylan's in a bad spot. I don't think it's the worst thing for his game. I understand that this is someone who he's probably has the closest tie to, but if I'm looking further ahead, I feel like Kylan now is looked at as much less threatening. because that's someone who is tied to him completely gone. He's going to be seen like he's on a lonely island, and I could see other people going back to take him in. I could see that. I see a lot of different pairings in the house. You know, you've got your Claire and Tiffany's, you've got your Alyssa Christians. Why go after Kylan at that point? He's a little bit on his own, and we know he's got the capabilities. We know he's in a lot of little alliances here. I think that the biggest mistake for Tiffany is to remain faithful to the cookout six for her personal win equity, because at six, Kylan is in a final three with Big D and with Xavier that I think could help him big time there. I think that he's still got a decent relationship with Hannah as well. I think he's socially great. I think he's someone that has the capability to pick himself up and move on from losing Sarah Beth. I don't think he's going to go down with the ship. Was he going to probably put up a little bit of a fight? I could see that. But I don't see him tanking his game for her. And I think that if she leaves, it makes him seem weaker, which will keep him longer. I'm keeping him at an eight. I'm voting an eight, confidently.
An eight from Puya. Melissa, what do you think?
I am worried about Kylan. I mean, not fully worried about Kylan, because like Puya said, you know, I do think that he can kind of pick himself up and not be too, you know, thrown off if Sarah Beth gets out next week or whatever. But I am worried about his position with Tiffany and people that he was working with before. And I know it's interesting because I keep referring back to Tiffany when I talk about each of these players and their position in the house. But really, like, I do feel like she is the hub of everything going on in the house. And I think that if you're at a bad spot with her, you're in a bad spot. So I am worried about Kylan because, you know, it's one thing to have Tiffany, you know, upset with you, but it's another thing to be like, hey, is everything good with us? And she's like, yeah, we're good. But really she's not. And it doesn't want to have any sort of like reconciliation or any sort of, you know, let's figure this out. She clearly doesn't seem to be wanting to work with him all that much anymore, or at least not as much as she had been, you know, with her final two and everything. So I do think he's in a worse position, not to mention the fact that Sarah Beth is one of his strongest allies and she is next on the chopping block. So I'm worried for him. I think that he is in a worse position than he was before. And so, but I don't think he's in an awful position. I still think that he has it. I still think he can figure it out, but I think that he might need to go with a different strategy, like, you know, teaming up with Derek X and Sarah Beth and Hannah, instead of relying on the Tiffany Claire sort of situation that he was possibly relying on before. So Piper's having a dream and is like wagging her tail like crazily, but she's sound asleep. So I'm very confused. Anyway. So I'm going to give him a seven, because last week I gave him an eight and I do think he's in a worse position than he was last week. So that's a seven for me.
Yeah. It's, I'm torn between your two scores. For this reason, last week I gave him a nine, loved the position. This week I think his position has deteriorated. And that puts him at an eight. I think his position is an eight. I think that, it's worse than it was before, but he's still in a great spot because of the cookout. And because he still has a lot of outs. He hasn't even lost Sarah Beth yet. He might not. She could win. He could win. Somebody else who's not targeting her could win. She could win the veto. Plans could change. Lots of things could happen. Sarah Beth, all of a sudden, not the person who leaves next week. And he finally has a chance to catch back up. And we know he's capable of doing pretty well when it comes to that. So, positionally, I think that this has been a bad week for him, but similar to Hannah, it's pretty fresh. It's recent bad, and he could absolutely bounce back from it. But I also want to punish him this week for the gameplay, because I think that this is partially his fault. And I think, you know, in terms of rating this week's gameplay, I think that that also deserves a docked point, because he's really let himself go into this position by taking his hands off the wheel and letting fate take its course. So I feel like I'm inclined to go to the seven, but then I look at my other ratings and Claire and Derek X are sevens, and he's in a better position than them pretty substantially. So It's really a tough call for me. I think ultimately, you know, for the sake of making the ratings make sense to me, you know, I have to forgo my punishment for Kyland and give him an 8. But I'm watching you, Kyland.
Wow, it seems like you're watching everybody.
I'm watching a lot of people. Because I genuinely feel like this week, a lot of people took hits to their game. Kyland took a hit.
Yes.
Derek X took a hit. Yeah. Claire took a hit. A lot of these people took hits to their games, but it's just 1 week. And they still have a chance to bounce back from it. If they don't, if next week goes the way that Tiffany wants and it continues along this path and it doesn't change, then it's gonna get locked in and they're gonna really start to feel the hurt. But right now it's still just a surface wound. They can keep on going here. All right. So that's how I feel about Kylan. The audience, down. Wow. The audience barely at a 7 for Kyland this week. The audience, historically not, as high on Kyland. Last week gave him a 7 as well. But this week, I think last week was almost an 8. This week, nearly down to a 6. So look at that from the audience. Let's move on to Sarah Beth. Melissa, what do you think about Sarah?
Well, I think it's unfortunate because I do really like Sarah Beth a lot, and I think she's really smart. I think that she is a good player, and I want her to go further. But I'm really worried about her. I think that she made some serious errors this week. I think that she really should not have pushed so hard. And if she's going to push so hard on something, the reasoning behind it needs to be that Hannah is bad for all of your games. Like, I don't see how you don't see this, you know, like she's this, that, and the other thing. This is why you guys, you need to take her out. And instead, you know, it's just, oh, this is why I want her to go. And she's bad for my game and I'm worried about me and everything's about me. And that's what's, you know, even if it really is all about you in this game, you need to pretend like it's someone about all of you. It's not about me. It's about you guys. I'm doing this for the team. And I want to make sure that we're all in a good position. She just didn't play that right, I think. And so, you know, that's really unfortunate. And I think it also put her in such a bad spot, you know, with Tiffany and all the other members of the cookout. And I think that, you know, I think that I'm really worried about her moving forward. And she's the next one on the chopping block. And it's just, it's not good. And to see her go from such a decent spot last week at a 7 to, you know, in her current position now, possibly going home next, you know, she could still pull it out. She's not on the block yet. We're not really there yet, but you know, these weeks get played out the week before. So, you know, it's safe to say she's in danger. But yeah, I think I need to drop her down to a 5 at this point because I'm very worried for her. And I feel like any sort of allies that she had, are no longer going to be backing her up. So I got to give her a 5, sadly.
Yeah. I think that, you know, I'm looking at the position here for Sarah Beth. Last week I gave her 7. She's had straight 7s for the last 2 weeks at least. And, you know, she's done decently in the game so far. She just hasn't been doing enough. And I think that's the problem with that kind of game. It comes crashing down all of a sudden. And, the fact that she still doesn't even know how much danger she's in to me means that, she's a 4. I mean, she's a 4 for me. She's in so much danger next week. And even if she's not, like, how does she climb out of this hole? She has nobody.
No,
there's nobody in this game. She kind of has the Jokers being like, she's cool. The Kings are like, yeah, we trust her, but yeah, if you want to take a shot, like she needs to get moving. And she has not been. So yeah, it's a 4 from me. Pooya, what do you think?
I had 5 again during my 15 minutes prior reevaluation. I ended up changing it to a 4, and it was for this reason. Right now, Sarah Beth literally went from being in a pretty decent spot in the house. As far as the plans went, she was supposed to be one of the early casualties of the jury. She's no longer in jury as of this moment. And it's because of the actions this week. I think she went too all in on using a lot of her capital to target Hannah when there was no reason for that to happen. There was no reason. She could have just tried it, seen that it wasn't going to work, stop. She kept going in the face of people who were clearly resisting. She asked, why are you resisting? Like, you don't do that. You try and play it with a little tact. You're like, oh, they're resisting this idea. Let me pocket that and try and figure out why and like look behind the scenes. She vocalized it. And the mistake was there. She vocalized it. She's literally gone from being in the house all the way to the end, whether it was as a vote to win or at the final two, to leaving next week. Now, I had five. And the reason I had five and I went down to four, I had a five because I thought, well, she's not on the block yet. She could still win HOH. Someone that she's aligned with in like an Alyssa could win HOH, and she's not touching that block. And I think that there are a couple of people in the house that don't mind her all that much. Aza likes her. So that's someone who likes her. Claire doesn't really mind her. So there is still safety for her to be had, but then she is facing Tiffany's wrath. And that is the biggest opponent in this house than anyone. So I'm much rather willing and wanting to give her a four than a five, because if she survives and she resituates herself in a good spot next week, she deserves that big bump up. But I just don't see it happening at the moment right now. So, hey, Sarah Beth, I drafted you. I like you. If you survive, enjoy your bump up next week. But right now, you're a four for me.
Yeah, it's just such a rough place for her to be when she was already facing an uphill battle. And now, like, even if she does survive, Tiffany has done so much damage to her game. Like, it's there's such a hole to climb out of here. The audience does agree. Actually, they gave her a four as well. So there you go. Four for Sarah. Next up, we have Tiffany. And I think that I will start with Tiffany. Last week, I gave her a nine. The week before that, I gave her a nine. I'm sticking with that. I'm giving her a nine again. I'm very impressed with Tiffany. I think that, whether or not I agree with the long-term direction of her game, I think it's important to recognize that she is making a decision about her long-term game. And no other player has that luxury right now, because she's the only one with options. She's the only one who has set herself up in a position to have that many outs. And she is just completely controlling the direction of this game. I think it's easy to see the player in front and see the faults in their game. And she is not playing a faultless game. She is not a 10 for me. But I do think she's a 9. She's taken the control back from Kyland completely. There's nobody that can even come close to being a rival for her right now. And if she continues to get her way, then I think she can do very, very well. I still hold the same concerns for her end game. But I actually really like this new play with Hannah. If there are mental competitions down the road, then Hannah can help her. I don't think she can fully trust Hannah as much as she may think, but again, that's a long-term problem. I think that she has a chance of at least competing with Hannah in anything that's physical. So, I don't hate this. I thought that the bringing Kylan to the final two was more of a mistake than bringing Hannah to the final two would be. So I actually like that change in direction. Just in general, I mean, she's controlling this house right now. I can't give her anything else. So that's where I am on Tiffany. Melissa, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always impressed with Tiffany. I mean, clearly every rating I've given, I'm like, well, what does Tiffany think about them? So, clearly she's doing a good job. And I am, very impressed with their game. I think that I'm a little concerned, like we talked about earlier, with her, kind of willingly giving up allies and kind of thinking about cutting them way too early. I think that she should be, hanging on to as many allies as she can. I'm not too, I'm not upset with the idea that she wants to take Hannah to the final two. I don't think that's a bad call. But I do think that, throwing your allies to the wayside, you know, immediately after jury is really not a great idea. So, you know, I'm worried about that. You know, the whole thing with Kylan this week, that wasn't handled particularly well. I think, you know, even if you're upset with him, then you still kind of should keep him thinking that everything's cool. And instead she like made it very clear that it's not cool. And then when he tried to talk to her about it, was like, no, we're fine, but really was not fine. And I think that that's not super great. These are smaller things, but I do think that they are really going to affect her end game. And that's what concerns me. So I do feel like she's playing the best game in the house right now. However, I don't think she's playing for me a better game than she played last week. So I'm going to stick with my 8.
All right. Booyah.
Tiffany is far and wide my favorite player that I've watched live in like the longest time I can remember. She is Khaleesi. She is queen.
She's so good. She's so fun too.
Literally, there's not a dull moment with her. Like,
and she talks to the cameras and stuff. Live. Oh, so good.
Yeah. And like the best surprise of the season, because I did not know what to expect with her bio. And when Amon gave her a 10, I was like, yes, Amon. When Asia gave her a 10, I was like, yes, Asia. So I didn't think I was going to come in here and give her anything less than a 9. I didn't. But here's the situation. To me, she's an 8.5 right now.
That rounds up.
And no, it doesn't. Because here's the problem. Tiffany thinks has such forward thinking because Tiffany plans so far ahead and has the luxury to do so and does it very powerfully. I have to judge that thought process and that planning when I'm rating her. Some people are going week to week and that's what I'm judging them on. But if her plan truly is what it is right now of I'm going to cut Claire right out the gate when we get to jury. And then in one round, Christian goes, then it's Derek X, and then goes to the end with the cookout. I don't think they let her get to the final two. I think they will cut her right then and there. She will not make it to the end. And that is a problem for me because I love her. I want to see her win. She's in my top two of people I want to see win. So, oh my God. Here's the thing. Okay, the other thing is, in the event that her mind changes, and her mind has changed, she's been thinking a lot, so her mind has been changing. None of this is set in stone. It's all speculative. She could wake up next week and be like, I'm good. I'm not going to do the thing. You know what? I'm riding with Claire. I want to make it there, and then I'll see what happens. I feel like Tiffany's taken a lot on her shoulders by pretty much wanting everything to be the exact way she wants it to be and wanting the narrative to be what she wants it to be. And I love that narrative. I'm the number one subscriber to that narrative. But I don't think it's the winning choice for her.
Let me ask you a question.
Please do.
In week 4 of Big Brother 22, did you anticipate that there would be two people in the final three who would be willing to take Cody to the final two?
No.
It's just a question.
Damn it. Now, if I say a 9, they'll be like, well, Taryn convinced me.
Yeah, you can't let Taryn get away with that.
No, I can't, Taryn. No.
Wow, Taryn is so good. He'd win Big Brother, like, no question. Did you see what he did to Puya?
I have to stick to my guns. I'm going eight. I have to do
all
it.
Right.
I have to do it.
Yeah, see, now look at that, though. Now look at that. I convinced Puya to go to an 8.
Okay, I'm going 9. I'm actually leaving the call. I'm flipping a coin. Do I have a coin? I'm flipping a coin. I'm actually flipping a coin. Oh, my God. Okay, that's it. It's an 8. Let's lock it up. It's an 8.
All right. I can't wait to use this clip in the future.
Right. Yeah. Well, good thing is I didn't put a stick of chapstick on the line. So I will not
you didn't. All right. Well, the audience is not with me on this one. They are with you guys equally, cannot see the vision of Tiffany. They are all on the wrong. You are all on the wrong side of history.
I'm okay. I would love to get. I would love to be wrong. I genuinely, nothing would make me happier if she proves me wrong. I would love that so much.
All right. Well, the audience gave her an 8 as well. So it's going to be an 8 for Tiffany this week. The lowest score all season long for Tiffany, which really I think is wrong. I think that her game is as strong as ever this week.
You're wrong, Karen.
Definitely wrong. Stronger than week one. But all right. I'm outvoted on this one.
You're wrong.
All right. Let's move on to Whitney. Let's talk about Whitney. The audience gave Whitney a 2. The person going home got a 2 for the first time in a couple of weeks. Look at that.
I think it's hard because it's this is a hard one because it's like there's nothing that she's done necessarily that's like, oh, she's a 1 player, she's terrible, whatever. It's just like this just happened. She was next on the, you know what I mean? Like, it's hard because it's like, for me, I want to give ones to people who like really made a mistake and they did this to themselves. Whereas like, mm-hmm. I don't feel like she has made any serious errors that put her on the block like this. I mean, yeah, obviously she could be fighting right now to stay, but at the same time, it's like, I don't think she's a bad player, but I do think, and okay, I have a question for you, for both of you. Do you think that if Whitney were to fight to stay, like fight to stay in the house, do you think people would vote Hannah out and keep Whitney? I feel like she has no chance.
Even if she were to fight.
Right. Like, it's like, I just don't see, and I don't think that's on her necessarily. I think that like, there are a lot of factors going into the fact that people want to keep Hannah around. I don't know. I feel like it's hard for me to, I don't know. I want to go last.
Melissa's going last.
It's just like, it's one of those things where it's like under any normal situation, we'd be like, well, she's on the block, but you never know. She could stay and we'd give her a 2. But in this house, it does seem like, okay, it's a foregone conclusion. Once they're on the block and they've picked the target, there's no turning back. This is it. She's a 1. She's going home. Right? Like, it just feels weird.
It's been an interesting season with regards to evictions here because you look at it, Frenchie kind of like decided, well, I need to be the martyr. I need to lay down and die. So that's what's going to happen. But then I'm going to like talk to people left and right a little bit, but that's it. Brent was convinced that he was the king of everything and was going to look at Xavier in the face and be like, checkmate. And then Derek F. Made himself dead to Taryn by spoiling that. Then you have Whitney, who, for me, this is how I'm going to calculate it. How many times did I hear the word or the name Whitney on the live feed updates this last week? Not that many. And it's her eviction week. I feel like she's not really out here putting in the work. Like, she just isn't. Now, is she in a position where she should be getting all 4 ones? Probably not. But also, I think about her, you know, the people she deemed to be the closest to her. I would do this for Derek X. I would go the miles here. She had the wrong read completely. She felt completely secure and was completely wrong. So I do not expect her to get an average 1, but
giving her less than 2, folks. I'm giving her a 1.
Give her the 1. Give her the 1.
Are you giving her 1 just so that you could do the less than 2 thing?
Listen, props are magic, okay? And that's what we're doing here. Give her it.
I'm going to give her the 2, and that's because I really do try to avoid the 1 unless I really feel like it's an all-time bad play. They did it to themselves. I don't think that's the case for Whitney. I think that she is laying down and dying, but she really never had a shot to begin with. If she recognizes that, I can't fault her that much. I would probably give her, I'd feel better about a 2 or maybe even give her a 3 if she was fighting hard. But it's a 2. I mean, she's not Brent. She's right. Not Frenchie. Like, those are perfect examples of ones. Whitney, not so much. So, yeah, I gave her the 2.
The bar is so low after those 2 boots, too. True. That, like, literally all you have to do is have a pulse and not be complete garbage in your game management. And you can muster up a 2, pretty much.
Yeah, I think it would have been funny to have like every remaining person who leaves like have just a 1 as they leave because it's like a foregone conclusion that they're going. Whereas like normally it's like, oh, we don't know till like eviction day who's going home, right? But this season, it just feels so different. But yeah, I do agree with Taryn on this one, and that I agree about, I try to reserve the one for people who really don't really are just like, they've done this to themselves. And I don't feel like that's really Whitney's situation. I do think Whitney is like, it, as much as it's like, well, we want to see her fight, it's like, well, what good will that do in this situation? So I do have to give her the two just because, you know, I want to keep my ones for the real ones. Ones for the real ones. Anyway. but yeah, so yeah, I'm just giving her two.
All right. So a two for Whitney. Finally, let's talk about Xavier. Pooya, what are your thoughts on X?
That's my guy, man. That's my guy. So here's the thing. I've heard you mention this, and I think I kind of subscribe to it, where I would have argued first couple of weeks, yes, X is playing a great game, but it's not, and I mentioned this earlier, not the modern day best game to play. He's playing the game that was great in like the Middle Ages, potentially. However, in a game like this, at any given moment, a specific new gameplay might emerge as one of the better ones. I love Xavier so much. I drafted him. He's one of my favorites. I mentioned top two. He's in my top two alongside Tiffany. I think that his situation is pretty decent. He did start out the week horribly. He lost the battle against Sarah Beth. That wasn't looking good for him. Luckily, the rest of his alliance could swap the tides out and help him out, Tiffany being a big part of that. So I think moving forward now, where is he? What's his situation? He is good with anyone in the Kings. He's got them. He's in this new five-person alliance that he was brought in as the fifth four, but he already kind of had those connections anyways. The only person that might be a little bit not into him is DX in my books from the ways I'm looking at it. I've mentioned this earlier, but with the cookout, should he get to the final six with the cookout? He's in two final threes in that six. He's in a final three with Tiffany and Chada. He's in a final three with Big D and Kylan. I like that for him. And I think he has the capability of being in a good place with Azza as well. Is he going anywhere next week? I don't believe so. Is he going to be in the jury? I believe so. He's only improved on his spot. Now, it's not the best. He still needs to do a little bit more. But let's start pushing the tide back. Let's put him back up where he was. I'm giving him a seven for this week.
All right, Melissa, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I agree with Pooya. I think that he's put himself in a decent position. I was a little worried coming out of his HOH that maybe he would, you know, end up in a worse position, especially because a lot of people were really eyeing the Kings as, you know, we need to separate the show management, to get one of them out there. They're a team that's still intact. We got to do something. And then, of course, Christian wins the HOH. And I think that kind of put him back in a decent spot and allowed him to kind of find his footing more as we, you know, as we went through this week. And also he got his way this week. I mean, yes, like Pooya said, it didn't start off that way and it wasn't looking so great. But eventually, now that we're finishing out the week, it seems like Whitney's going to be leaving. Hannah's going to be staying. His team's all still there. You know, yes, Sarah Beth might be the next target, but you know, is that really that big of a deal to X? I don't know. So I think that, you know, he's in a better spot for me than he was last week. So I'm going to go to a seven for him.
All right. You guys are thinking similarly to me here in terms of X's game. I love his position now. It's really good. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to keep saying this. He is not playing super actively. He did not actively put himself in this position. X gained from Kylan's loss. If Kylan hadn't dropped the ball, then X would still be in a slightly worse position and Kylan would be in this position. And X did nothing to make Kylan drop the ball. He did nothing to get that situation to happen. He just found himself in a position where he benefited from other people's losses. And that's his game. And I applaud him for that. He is trying to play this smooth game where he is able to, you know, hopefully fit into holes that open up. And I think that's that is certainly a valid way to play the game. And it's one that can work. But similarly to, how I talked about Claire, I talked about Derek X, I talked about, now Kylan, Sarah Beth, all of these players are playing very similar kinds of games where they're all kind of trying to find that spot where they can fit themselves in. And only one person is going to benefit the most from that. And it's because they're not actively playing, they're not going to make sure that it's them that benefits. X was last week in a spot where he was teetering on the edge of, and this week, because Kylan screwed up, it was like, here we go. That's great. And because he plays so passively, it could so easily fall back into at any given moment. And so until he is locked securely in this position, I am not quite up as high as Kylan, who is on his way down. But Xavier on his way up is at a 7 for me as well. If he maintains this position, this is the opposite of Kylan and Claire and Derek X, who I'm like, I'm watching you. For Xavier, it's you, hey, you stick here, you keep this up, and the sky's the limit here. You've got a great position here. Stay in this position, and you've got a good chance to win this game. So if he does stay in this position, I think this is some high value stockage here. The audience is going to agree with us on this one as well. It's going to be straight 7s for Xavier. All right. That's the stock watch for this week. An interesting one. There we go.
Yeah. There we go. Seems like Alyssa and Christian went up.
Alyssa and Christian went up. Azza, Brittany stayed the same. Claire stayed the same. Big D went down. Derek X stayed the same. Hannah stayed the same. Kylan stayed the same. Sarah Beth dropped. Tiffany went down. Travesty. Whitney dropped, and Xavier went up. So there you go.
Wow.
All right. Let's get into some of the bonus questions here. I asked the this is a little game we played where I have the panelists here. I try to guess the order of the fan favorites, the top four and the bottom four of the players from the audience. So I had the audience rank the players from their favorite to their least favorite. So Puya and Melissa, who do you think is the audience fan favorite this week?
Tiffany.
Tiffany.
You are both correct. Woo. Who's number two?
Claire.
I think it's Derek X.
Melissa takes a lead. It is
Derek X.
X.
Okay.
Who's number three?
Oh, I'm doubting everything now. Claire? No?
I think it's Hannah?
Puya ties it up. It is Claire.
Ah! Boom.
Who is number four?
Hannah?
Yeah, I'll go with Hannah, aka Chada. I'm going to go there. I'm going to go there.
All right, we are still tied because you're both correct. It is Hannah at number four. All right, so let's. This is a close one.
Yeah.
All right, who is the audience's least favorite player?
Whitney.
Yeah, I would say Whitney.
You are both correct.
Yeah.
Who is the second least favorite?
Alyssa.
Brittany?
You are both incorrect.
Whoa.
It's Big D.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Who is their third least favorite? Still tied up. Only two to go.
I'd say Brittany.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Brittany as well.
You are both correct.
Ah! And then Alyssa.
Okay, fourth least favorite. Melissa says Alyssa.
Melissa says Alyssa. Damn, this list is hard to look at. Let's end on a tie. I'm going to go Alyssa as well.
You are both incorrect.
What?
For the tiebreaker, can you guess the correct fourth least favorite.
What?
This is the, it's like, who's the worst? Pick them. I'm like, okay. Let's see. So you're picking Christian. I'm going to go with, oh my God, I can't believe Azza? I'm about to say this. I'm going to pick Azza.
Melissa, I'm going to need a final answer.
I feel like, okay, so like if I feel like I could say Christian because then one of us would win, but mm-hmm. I could say Azza so that none of us can win. And I don't know which one I want to go with. Maybe I'm going to go with Azza. I'm a saboteur.
Melissa. Wait. Gave away the win. It was Christian.
Darn it. Oh, man.
All right. One final tiebreaker question. Who is the audience's fifth favorite? Who's in fifth place on top of the board?
I don't even know who's left.
Kyle.
Oh, you both suck at this. It's a tie. It's Xavier.
Oh my
God. I was going to pick Xavier. Okay.
Oh my God. Okay. Wow. We don't know these people at all.
All right. It goes Tiffany, Derek X, Claire, Hannah, Xavier, Kylan, Sarah Beth, Alyssa, Azza, Christian, Brittany.
Oh, did we already say Claire and I just said Claire again?
Yes.
I think you did. Yes.
I win. Yeah.
You got it. Yeah. Well, you know what? Puya, you still didn't win, even though I messed up like that.
Oh, man.
That
Melissa, you said Christian right away, and then Puya gave a different answer. And I was like, wow, Melissa's going to win for like the first time ever. And then you just tossed it away.
Yeah. I don't understand what people like, apparently, because my list would be so different from everybody. So I guess I'm just trying to figure out like what the people like or don't like. But apparently it's way off of what I like or don't like. So who knows anymore?
All right. Well, I asked the audience to rate the episodes this week and they rated the episodes a 6.8. out of 10, down from the 7.0 of last week. I asked them to rate the feeds a 7.2, down from the 7.4 last week. And then the season as a whole so far, an 8.2, down from the 8.3 so far, or last week. So some slight degradation on the scores this week, but nothing major overall. I asked the audience to rate the competitions this week. And they gave them a 6.8, down from the 7.3 last week. Competitions were, I think they still honestly fine. But last week they were really good. I asked them to rate the team twist a 7.3 this week, 7.4 last week. So still pretty good on the team twist. The wild card competition twist, the decision that Claire had to make, a 7.0 this week, up from the 6.5. last week. They liked this safe until jury decision. So in general, people feel pretty similarly, maybe just a little bit lower on this week than last week as a whole, probably because it's a somewhat similar kind of week overall.
Yeah.
So, I asked the audience, who is the best person for Xavier to, this is last week. I was like, how did Brent win? Did I accidentally put Brent in there? Who is the best person for Christian to have targeted for his game? With 24% of the vote, the audience said Hannah was the best target, though still 18% said Whitney was the best target. I'm going to disagree with actually both of those answers. Hannah would have been a fine target just because it would have outed the cookout, but in reality, I would have liked to see Christian target some of the more heavy hitters. I mean, Kylan, even Derek X. Honestly, targeting Derek X would not have been a bad move for Christian because just take out anybody that can challenge you in competitions at this point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that it wouldn't have been outrageous to say, you know, well, I'm targeting you because I think you can beat me, you know, like I think that that's like fine logic to have. Like, you know, Derek X, you've won competitions. Kylan, you've won competitions. Like, I'm worried about you guys moving forward, whatever. As long as he's not working with them, like, who cares? And that's not that you need to have like a reason necessarily, but then you don't have to say like, you don't have to out any alliances or do anything like that. You basically just say, you guys can beat me and I need to make sure that I'm the competition person, you know, whatever. So I don't think that that would have gone too terribly, but I think that this is the safe route, I guess, for him. But I don't know if it's safe or if it's good for his game.
All right. I asked, will Kylan's game recover from this Sarah Beth situation? 70% of the audience says yes, his game will recover. This is just a blip on the radar, and he'll come back. But 30% still think no, his game will not recover. A little bit split there, but the majority does think it will recover. I asked, who do you want to be evicted this week? 85% say Whitney, 15% say Hannah. And then I asked the audience, who do you want to win HOH next week? Can this be the tiebreaker? Who do you guys think the audience wants to win HOH the most next week?
This I literally have no idea. Yeah.
I am between two options, but I'm going to go with Alyssa here. And I'll tell you, wait, let me explain why I would say Alyssa. Let me see why. Up until, I believe now it's Azza and Derek F. I believed the situation to be Azza and Brittany. And then everything that would have been fun this week would have happened next week, where Sarah Beth is safe. These two are on the block. They're not going to get rid of Azza. So they're going to have to reveal, like, do a blind side, reveal the alliance, and Brittany leaves. But I don't think that's what her results would have been. So I'm not sure. That might just be what I wanted and that specific order. So I don't think that's going to happen. I'm just going to say Alyssa to say Alyssa.
I'm going to say Sarah Beth, but that's kind of because I would be interested in that. So that it's not an easy week and she doesn't go home.
You are both still incorrect. Neither of you deserve
or
a win this episode.
Or is it that the audience is incorrect? I think the audience is
wrong.
No, but
I'm curious.
Here.
What did the audience say?
The audience says, now I'll give it to Melissa. She was close. Sarah Beth was in second place by only 3%. Number one from the audience is Hannah. They want to see Hannah win this next HOH.
I don't know if that would be that exciting.
I don't think so either. I think that's the I talked about this morning. I feel like that's the cleanest results. There's a very easy excuse to target Sarah Beth.
Well, plus, yeah, it's like everybody wants Sarah Beth to go anyway. So then it's just Hannah wins and goes, well, I heard that you wanted me to go. So now you're on the block and you're going to go home and that's the end of it. And everyone's like, okay, we're clean next week. Like, that's boring. What's wrong, guys?
Well, that's what the audience wants.
Well, they're wrong.
All right. The only other person with meaningful numbers here is Derek X in third place with 14%. Between Hannah and Derek X, they make up about 40% of the vote. Seems like the audience wants this shot to be taken at Sarah Beth, but there is a Sarah Beth contingent that wants not the shot to be taken. So there we go. That is the stock watch, the ratings and the questions. We can also take a gander at the leaderboard if it's working. Take a look. Let's see. BB23 leaderboard. Looks like we have Is this a functional first place? We've got a six-way tie for first with
how
a
do
few
we see
people
it?
Here.
Can you put it on the screen?
I can maybe try to put it on the screen. It's a little bit more difficult with StreamYard, but I can try to make it work here. Let's see. Stockwatch, this thing, go. And then this thing. Boom, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Wow. There really is a six-way tie.
Six-way tie for first.
Wow.
Everyone that went in on both Kylan and Derek X this week likely hit the most amount of profit. I did remember to go in here on somebody. I went in on Kylan. I'm doing all right here.
The rare Britney stock, huh?
I took a Britney. I took a Britney as I was the only one I could afford, and I was like, "Hey, I'll take a Britney.
Why not?"
No, I did not take a Tiffany stock. People that were like, "Oh, he's arguing for Tiffany's rating because he wants a Tiffany." Melissa, did you remember to do something?
I did. But here you are. I don't know where I am.
You are down in 3,426th place.
My first week.
Went in on Derek X. Look at that. You made some money here. You're just a little bit behind.
Wait, I put one in one other person. Who did I put it in? I don't remember.
According to this, you did not.
What? Yeah. I did. No. All right, whatever. I had like a little bit of money left over and I tried to put it into somebody, but whatever. Yes, I did. Puya,
how are you doing over here? 827th place. Fun, yeah. You did the Kyland Derek X move.
Yeah, I had the exact same last week. So then this week I just logged on, added two more Kyland and shut it off. So set it and forget it, man.
There you go. All right. So that's the stock watch for the week. Of course, I do a stream about the stock watch on Thursdays. You can find that on twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong if you want to check it out and see what I have to say about all the stocks. All right. Any final thoughts on the week, Melissa?
No, just excited to see, you know, where it goes next week. I'm really looking forward to it. I think that it really depends on who wins HOH, and I love the endurance competition. So I'm really excited.
All right. Puya, any final thoughts?
I'm very, very satisfied in what I've been getting from the season. I have many favorites. I love a lot of people. I love the cookout. I love Derek X. I love what Derek X is representing. I love that we got that segment on the show. I'm excited that we're getting endurance. They promised live feeds, but this season they've been really jerking us around with these live feeds getting cut. So I'm going to take that with a grain of salt. I'm not going to 100% believe it until I'm watching it, but I'm very excited for the endurance HOH. Let's see how this next week gears up, this final week before the jury. Let's see how it goes. I'm very excited.
All right. So that's what we have for you guys this week. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. And then tomorrow during the episode, I will be live again on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, to watch the episode with you all. And then after the episode, we will have a podcast here on Rob's podcast to recap what goes down. Melissa, I think, will be there. So it should be a fun time. And then of course, Thursday, plenty of content that goes down there, the stock watch stream, watching the episode with you guys, podcast after the episode, plenty to go through with all of that. You can also find me on Twitter. Again, I tweet these surveys out, the morning of this roundtable podcast. If you want to get your votes in, if you disagreed with the audience's votes and you didn't vote, what are you doing with your life? Come on, get to the vote. So check all of that out. Puya, where can people find you?
You can find me on all major social media platforms at Puyaism, but on Twitch, it's twitch.tv/Puya. I stream there 3 times a week. We will be back with our Among Us stuff at 2 p.m. Eastern on Sunday, the pad 11 p.m. Friday, and 90 Day Fiancé still going strong. Apparently next week is the finale of 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After. I had Rob on with me this week. I'm excited to cover the finale next week. And look out for Sexy Beasts, the last piece of our coverage for the moment. Episodes 5 and 6 will be out with Chappelle. We'll be joining Jenny and I to talk about that. So I'm excited about that. And I think that's everything. And I will be seeing Taryn on Friday morning, of course, talking about the live feeds after the endurance comp, 11 a.m. Eastern.
All right. And of course, you can find Melissa at It's Melissa with 3 A's.
Yeah.
Thank you all so much for joining us. And we will see all of you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.